Hi, everybody, on the podcast. I'm going to be sending this up to BCT also. If Larry decides to post it, he can. If not, that's fine, too. I'm going to talk today about a holistic subject, which I guess those of you who are interested in this, you might want to stay tuned. Those of you who are not, just delete the podcast. And my subject is going to be digestion, but I'm not going to get gross. I'm just going to talk in basic terms, and I'm going to talk about some things that have worked for me and might help you. A lot of people, including some members of my family, have had trouble with different types of digestive problems. My mother had heartburn for years, indigestion, and she did all the wrong things. She took some of the over-the-counter digestive medicines, so-called medicines, mostly Mylanta and Rolaids. She drank a lot of 7-Up because that helped her to belch and get rid of any excess gas that she had. And she was just miserable with this difficulty. And one of the problems with that approach is that a lot of the over-the-counter products tend to give the body signals that it should shut down production of the substances that help you to digest your food. And after, say, a few years or so of this, the body figures out, well, since there's no need for any of these substances, we're going to shut the process down. And so the user becomes dependent on these Mylanta, Rolaids, Tums, who knows what else. Even milk of magnesia, some people take that for digestive problems. And so you become dependent on these substances, and there's no healing. You're taking care of the symptoms, but you're not curing the problem. Very often what happens with digestion is that there are two things that cause problems. One is that since we eat a lot of cooked food, the enzymes that were originally in the food to help digest it have been destroyed by the cooking process. A lot of people recommend that we get onto a raw foods diet. Well, in this day and age, that's very, very difficult to do. And in some cases, you have to cook the food to release the beneficial minerals and vitamins and other substances that can be used. But the trade-off is that the enzymes that would have helped you to digest your food have been killed. So you lose that. Over a period of many years, the body becomes deficient in these enzymes, and when you eat your food, you don't use the nutrients that you are ingesting. And therefore, when you eat your food, you become full, you become tired, because you don't have the ability to digest the food and use it and gain the energy that you would get from the body's ability to use the nutrients. That's why if you go to a lunch or you go to a big dinner and you eat a lot of stuff and you just really enjoy the meal, but what happens an hour later? You're exhausted. You want to go take a nap. Well, fortunately, there are numerous digestive enzyme tablets and capsules on the market these days. Many of them come in combinations that will help you to get what you need, and you take these tablets or capsules before a meal and they remain in your system for about a half an hour. And as you eat, you can better utilize what you take in, and you'll be able to feel more energized and much better. One thing that I've noticed from reading a lot of the old classic novels and plays and such that were written centuries ago and even into the 19th century was that very often you would read about people eating and feeling refreshed. Well, that's the way you're supposed to feel when you eat a meal. You're supposed to feel refreshed and vitalized. And the problem these days is that we are all eating much more cooked food, or at least most of us are. I'm just as guilty as the next person. And we're not eating enough fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. Granted, I'm a fruit person, so I eat a lot of fruit. And the diets back in the 19th century, 18th, and so forth, consisted of many more fresh foods, because very often what happened is the farmers would harvest the food, they'd bring it, say, the same day or even the next day into the city or into the town to be marketed and sold. And there are places even in Europe and Asia now where that's done. And people are healthier. So if you don't live in a culture where this is practiced, and if you don't shop every day, and if you're like me and you tend to eat a lot of frozen food, although I get the organically frozen, I still feel that it's important to take enzymes. And you might want to try this. It might work for you. There are a number of them on the market. I'm not sure if Garden of Life has them, but you might want to check with your health food store. Maybe Nature's Way or some of the other companies has them. And they're certainly worth trying out if you're having any type of problem where you eat a lot of food and you just want to go curl up somewhere and sleep afterward. Another aspect of digestion, which is something I have been exploring recently, is the subject of bacteria that live inside of us that help us to digest our foods. They also help to produce B vitamins, and they also help to prevent any other types of digestive problems. I have increased my intake of these types of bacteria recently, and it's made a huge difference in my life. I had ongoing difficulties for decades, and my problems have virtually been eliminated because I just wasn't taking enough of the products that would have allowed me to feel better. There are a number of bacteria that are helpful in the process of digesting food. One of these types of bacteria is Lactobacillus. Very often you hear of Acidophilus. Acidophilus is a type of Lactobacillus. I'm looking at one of the products that I use so that I can name some of these other bacteria for you, just to give you an idea of what they are. There's one that helps with digestion of dairy products. There's another called Lactobacillus bulgaricus. There's another Lactobacillus plantarum and Lactobacillus salivarius. Those all help with one part of your digestive system. Another one, which is really beneficial and kind of works in conjunction with this, is Bifidobacterium bifidum. And these two types of bacteria work together. There are others also. There are a number of products on the market that are quite good that will provide this type of help for you. And the amount of the product that you need is very, very individualized. I have to take quite a lot of it in order to get the results that I need. But some people may not need very much. There's one company called Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N. They have a website. I believe it's natren.com. I haven't used their products in a while, but they're very good. The generalized product that they have is called Healthy Trinity. It has three different types of bacteria in it, and they recommend that people take one a day on average. You might need more, you might need less. But if you need to take more of it, it could get quite expensive. They also have some of the individualized bacteria that I mentioned to you. These have to be refrigerated, which is the case for most products of this type. Garden of Life, however, which I've mentioned Garden of Life previously on this podcast, has a product called Primal Defense, and it does not need to be refrigerated. It just needs to be kept in a cool, dry place. And the way that they produce theirs is quite unique. You can go out and look on their website. I think it was just gardenoflife.com. You can Google it to see if you can find it. And they have a lot of other stuff out there. I haven't tried any of their other products, but I really like their Primal Defense. It's a combination of about 15 different types of bacteria, and they recommend that you take 3 a day. But you have to start slow with this. They recommend you start with 1 and then gradually work up to 3. But if you take enough of this, it will help you to get more energy out of your food. It will also work in conjunction with any digestive enzymes that you're taking. And there are quite a number of enzymes. There is amylase. There's protease, which will help you to digest protein. There are others. I can't think now off the top of my head what they are. One thing that I've noticed that's quite interesting is that many cultures have had fermented products in their traditional diets that have helped to keep the intestinal bacteria alive and flourishing. In Asia, there is soy, of course, and the one that comes to mind that is made from soy is tofu. I'm a big fan of tofu. Also, miso is another one, and there are other ones. In the Middle East and Europe, there is yogurt and other types of products that are similar. In fact, the Russians did a lot of research on the subject of intestinal flora, bacteria, and a lot of what we know comes from there. In the Middle East, of course, they have traditionally had yogurt in their diet, as have many other European countries. I don't know about any traditional diets here in the Americas that have had similar products. I haven't really studied them. I got the impression that many of the diets that people ate before the Europeans came here were very much plant and animal based, but I don't know of any fermented products. They probably had them, but I don't know what they were. And then the third thing I'm going to cover in this podcast, and this is the final item, is the importance of fiber. Fiber is what helps you to keep things moving along, let's say. It also helps you to get full so that you don't eat quite so much. Raw foods pretty much have fiber built in. Cooked foods also, if you eat whole grains, some types of vegetables. In fact, well, I guess just about any type of vegetable. And it is usually categorized in two different types. You have the digestible fiber and you have the non-digestible. One is soluble and the other is insoluble. That's S-O-L-U-B-L-E. And insoluble is I-N-S-O-L-U-B-L-E. And they do different types of things and they work in different ways. And I won't go into detail about that, but for the purposes of this podcast, I'm talking about generally both types at the same time. I'm not going to give any sort of detail about what each of them does and the different types of soluble fiber. There are some really good fiber products on the market, but fiber is something you've got to work with very carefully. If you take too much, it can make you feel sick. And especially if you don't get enough anyway, and most people, at least in the U.S., don't. One of the advantages for people living in third world countries is that their diets are very often full of fiber. And fiber has a lot of beneficial properties besides digestion. There are substances in it that help with cancer prevention, and I believe there's been some research with regard to heart disease and arterial problems, and I don't know what else. But very often people on raw food diets and people who live closer to the earth and don't live in huge cities with a lot of processed foods in their diet, they benefit from the lack of different types of cancer because they eat more fiber. It's just built into their traditions and the way that they live and the way that they eat their food and the types of food that are available to them. So, as I said, there are a number of different types of fiber products on the market. You can get them in different forms. You can get them in powder, which you stir into a drink like juice or water. You can get them in capsules or in tablets. And very often, some of these companies I have found have recommended far more than what people should be starting out with. I've tried a number of products, and I've settled on one that I really, really like, which is made by Celltech, and they have finally decided to produce it as a separate product. It used to be part of another product that they sold in conjunction with an herbal formula, but they, I guess, got enough requests from all of us who were associated with that company. We kept saying, why don't you put the fiber in a separate product and just sell it that way? And they have, and I'm thoroughly delighted that they have. The catch is that Celltech is a multi-level marketing company. It's the only one that I'm affiliated with because their products have worked really well for me. But there are a lot of fiber products available. Just, you can walk into a health food store and ask about getting a good fiber supplement that will include the different types of fiber. It would pretty much have to be balanced, coming from different sources, from vegetables, from various types of sprouts. Apple pectin is a really good fiber. In fact, fruit does have a lot more fiber in it than we think it does. Very often we think of fruit and we think of fruit juice. Well, apples are a prime example. They have a lot of fiber in them. Carrots have a lot of fiber in them too. Many of the sprouts, wheat sprouts, and different types of beans, they're all just excellent. And very often, if you look at some of the fiber products that are on the market, you'll find something that's rather exclusive and it only has one type of fiber, but what you really need is fiber from all different sources. But remember, if you're going to take a fiber product, you need to start very, very slowly with it, and with a very small amount, because you have to get used to it. So these three items and these three types of products working together, the bacteria, the fiber, and the enzymes, will do wonders for you in helping you to feel better and to make better use of the food that you eat. I've had wonderful success with these different products. And granted, they're going to cost you. Everything costs. In fact, I have to make sure that I set aside enough in my budget to provide these for myself, because if you can't deal with the food that you intake and that you eat, then you're not going to have the energy, you're not going to have the health, you're not going to have the vitality that you would like to have. And there's no reason why you would have to live with the results of digestive problems and just feeling sick and feeling run down and tired. You don't have to live like that. So that's going to wind it up for this podcast. I hope that you found it somewhat interesting, and I hope it's of use to you. And if you want to contact me, you can do so. My email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at SBC Global, SBCGlobal.net. And I have a podcast for those of you who may be listening on BCT. My website, where you can find the different podcasts that I've done, I think we're up to around 47 or something now. I'm not even sure yet what the number is. I haven't looked. Is Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N, .libsyn.com. That's the website. You don't have to put www before that. You can just go http://emerson.libsyn.com, and it'll get you there. I've done another podcast on the subject of holistic medicine. In fact, I've done a couple. The first one I did was, I guess, around 21 or 22. It wasn't recorded too well because I was using a microphone and I was too close to it. Of course, I may be too close to this recorder too, but I'm trying not to breathe right into it. That podcast gives a description of my journey along the way and learning what I've been learning about things natural. And you can go back to the website and listen to that. It's probably in the archives because it's one that I did about 8 or 9 months ago. So if you want to email me, feel free, and I'll be interested in hearing from you. I haven't had a podcast up on BCT for a few months. I think I submitted one or two of them and they got lost in the bunch of podcasts that were going up there. I just said, well, it's all right. But the last one that I did on my site was done back around the middle of August. And so it's been a while. But it's good to get back into this again. So thank you for listening, everybody, and have a good one.